Hey gang, it's your good friend Jay Black, and let's be clear, your friends and family don't love you as much as Speaking Millennial does. I mean, sure, they got you gifts, but did they get you what you really want? Did they get you a live podcasting experience at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick? Of course not. They don't love you like we love you. So that's why we put together a live podcast of Speaking Millennial on January 17th, 2018 at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, at 7:30 p.m. Jay, that's me. Bill, that's the good-looking one. Jessica, that's the better-looking one. Let's be clear. I'm a troll. No, nobody should. In fact, they're at the live podcast, there's going to be a tarp over me just to keep everyone's mind and soul clear. But we're going to be at the Stress Factory. You can come see us live, see a live production of the show. All you have to do is go to stressfactory.com, click on January 17th, The Millens. That's right. It's an award show, and it's the best kind of award show. It's a millennial award show in which every single person wins an award. That's right. Participation Trophy Award Show. It's the coming thing. We've pioneered it. So come see us at the Stress Factory, January 17th, 7:30. We would love to see you there.
I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands. Located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
I should have known better with the girl. Hey like
guys,
you.
Welcome back to Speaking Millennial. I'm Bill Spadia. Follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia. I got that plug out of the way right
Would
away.
You like a countdown?
Stalk him on Twitter.
Yeah, I would love a countdown. Like a 3, 2, 1 would
Were
be
you
great.
Not ready, Jay?
Well, we were just.
Did you not see what happened? Jessica pointed at me.
All right. It is episode 37 of Speaking Millennial.
37?
So, yeah.
I'm not only here with my co-hosts, Jessica Nutt and Jay Black, but a very special guest is here on Speaking Millennial. We have several guests for this episode.
Yeah, it's a biggie.
Steve Trevelise is here.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Steve.
Very glad
Trevelise.
To be here.
We call you Mutz.
We do. That's do my mafia that? Name, Mutz.
Yeah, we call him Mutz.
Was it that Sidney Poitier movie? Or they call me Mr. Mutz. By the way, millennials, that was like 5 generations.
They don't know what really, anything you just said. That is all Greek.
Yeah. Even Sidney Poitier. I can never say his last name correctly.
It doesn't matter.
Poitier.
Our audience doesn't know.
What are you talking about?
See? Yeah. It took all of 1 minute and 3 seconds to lose Jessica. We lost her that quickly.
The only millennial's gone.
Yeah. I like old-timey references, though. That's
why we have the Google.
Yeah. What was the high school Blackboard Jungle? Is that what it was?
That was the that
now
is
lost
the movie.
Now
they lost me. Thank you.
And rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
That's the movie, Blackboard Jungle, opened with Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock, and that was the start of rock and roll.
Not allowed to reference anything these old movies unless you tell me what they are ahead of time so I can add them to my must-watch list.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Jessica has a list.
Glenn Ford was the star.
That's not a must-watch.
Sidney Poitier was the high school kid.
What show was
he was
this?
The rebel.
This movie?
It was a movie, 1955. Blackboard Jungle.
Blackboard Jungle.
Oh, I never saw it. Any good?
It opened with Rock Around the Clock. Now, when that movie hit the theaters, that's when rock and roll
And that
began.
Was my dad's go-to.
Kids, that's on Jessica's Spotify, I think.
Yeah, I listened to that song
That was my
time.
Dad's go-to whenever we'd go through a bad neighborhood. He'd look around and goes, oh, this looks like we're in the Blackboard Jungle here.
He was a teacher?
So he wasn't a teacher, no. It just, that was his, I guess, you know, that was an old-timey reference from my dad, who, you know, would have been 71 this year. So, sorry, Jess, we're old-timey here.
Speaking of your dad.
Yes.
How about your father-in-law?
Father-in-law,
see that? Jessica's keeping us going. So we have Mike from Medford, who is a regular caller.
Here? Yeah.
Steve, what we've decided, Jay and I realized somebody had to be in charge of the podcast.
Right.
So Jessica has stepped up to be in charge.
Thank God.
We clearly need that. That's why, I don't know why you didn't know we were starting. The point happened.
Right. Well, you know,
like, it was like a 3-2 silent, boom, point, and I was in.
And then they start singing.
If not for Jessica, this entire podcast would be one episode that was 97 hours long.
Labeled episode zero.
Still with no subject. With no real subject.
And it would just be one of us dying of dehydration 97 hours in as we were like, what were we talking about? And then out.
So, Trev, we've kind of broken through on this one. Mike from Medford is Mike from Medford. Not only is he a caller, a regular caller, I would say, but he's also Jay's father-in-law.
Yeah, and... I don't want to say Bill Spadia super fan because that's a little creepy, but he's a Bill Spadia super fan. He listens every morning, and he goes, "Did you hear Spadia this morning? I don't agree with that guy. I mean, he's good at what he does. I don't agree with him. I wanted to call in, and what I would have said if I called in, and then he goes into what he would have said. I'd be like, thanks so much for calling 101.5. We got to move on here. To the
now is he going to call when you fill in for me?
Two weeks ago, be hard pressed.
He will be the call.
Yeah, I don't think that it's possible that he won't.
It's actually going to be a 4-hour conversation with his father.
He's actually going to do all the live reads.
Traffic and weather.
I had to fill in for Dennis and Judy for a while. I just kept going with the show and because they were stuck in traffic.
When was that?
This morning.
This morning.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, so when they came back, they played their music. And I'm like, I am now your worst nightmare, Dennis and Judy fans. It's still me. I'm still here. I wonder how many people tuned out
or
drove off the road. Right.
Psycho theme.
So, Trev, you're on 7 to 11.
I am.
Monday through Thursday.
I am.
And
I promote the hell out of you, by the way.
I believe that.
I do.
I appreciate that. We need to work on another comedy event.
He gave me the dates here. He said, when he's available. Yeah.
The Millens.
Oh, I forgot.
The Millens.
Wait, when is this episode going to air?
Hold on one second. We got this week. We got one more after that. Then we got. So this will be on the first Wednesday after the new year. Episode is our
first.
Wow,
we're way ahead.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How's your New Year's Eve? Nice. Yeah.
I just got over my hangover.
Trev, so that means the Millens coming up on January 17th at the Stress Factory, Wednesday night.
Okay.
So he'll be on the air.
I'll be on the air.
Yeah.
We might be able to work something with you being on the air. Maybe there could be
a live call-in. Absolutely.
Us to you.
Yeah. That can work,
What do you think of that?
I like that.
I'm in.
I'm out. That was my idea for the day.
Yeah, Jessica, could you arrange for that to happen?
Because
none of us, we thought of the idea. None of us will have follow through to make it happen.
There will be no execution on that idea whatsoever.
And you're just going to leave it on the one person who has no technical capabilities.
That's right.
Just dial the phone.
This work.
I'll get it on my end.
Podcast is working.
We're going to FaceTime him.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I like that.
So you can have the broadcast. We'll call in because we're recording the live broadcast podcast.
What
the
studio audience.
Live from the podcast.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
And by the way, if anything goes wrong,
if you're listening to this and you want to see this magic that you're hearing made live in front of you, you should go to the Stress Factory and download stressfactory.com.
Yeah.
And buy tickets.
Yeah. Tickets are $20 each.
Oh,
and
good price.
Wednesday the 17th, doors open, I think they open at 6:30.
Yeah.
There's plenty of food, and it's 7:30 to 9 is our recording.
By the way, that's the bottom tier ticket is 20. For 25, that's a premium ticket, you get to smell Spadia. You get to go up to him.
You sit right next to him.
You don't touch him. You just get to walk up to him.
Just a whiff as you walk by.
One big inhale right after you get close to him. So, that's well worth it.
Interesting.
By the way, it would be interesting if there was like hundreds of emails. Like, nice how do natural I get the
reaction,
premium
though.
Ticket?
Thanks. Thanks. Nice natural reaction, Jessica.
Jessica just goes to high school girl.
This just said we just sold out of the
full on gross.
That's right.
All right, we should bring in Mike from
Medford. That's my mean girl of you.
So, Trev, you are getting on the air.
I'm getting on the air.
What's the topic tonight, which is actually, 2 weeks ago?
Here's what we talked about 2 weeks ago.
What did we talk about 2 weeks ago on your show?
This was the 20th anniversary of Titanic. So no, we were talking about the most romantic movie you have ever seen.
The movie, not the actual event.
Wait,
of the
did we figure out if Jack could fit on the door?
I told you, if Jack could have fit on that plywood, they both would have been alive. But instead, she lets him drown,
There's totally room for Jack on the door.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe she wanted personal space. No, it's a personal space issue.
I will love you forever. Just move over. Please, just a little. No. Move over.
Listen, I know what happened. Jack has been around the block, okay? He just took this 17-year-old rich girl's virginity in the back of a car on a boat. If he survives this, we're talking Kling City. I mean, this is 80 years later. She's still thinking about him when she dies. He knows better. Instead of getting into that awkward, clingy relationship, he's just like, better die in the North Atlantic in icy cold water than deal with this 17-year-old girl.
Because he was going to get busted in the Me Too campaign, and she wasn't going to have any of that.
But in that day, in those days, you had to actually write it on a chalkboard, like hashtag Me Too, and just kind of carry it around. Like, why are you holding that chalkboard? Ask me. Ask me why I'm holding this, Mr. Weinstein. By the way, did you see me do the visual? No one could possibly see
it. We all imagined it.
Yeah. We have at one point tried to live stream this.
It's never going to work.
It never works. The Wi-Fi in this studio is horrible.
This was actually built inside a Faraday cage. Nothing gets in or out.
I feel like we should take a video, though, when Mike from Medford comes in. He's giving us an award.
The Mike from Medford
Award? Are we named in the award? Now, here's what I noticed. Yeah. It's a proclamation from the state Senate, but I didn't notice either of our names in there.
Yeah. So what was it?
I think it congratulates Mike from Medford.
He asked me for a Sharpie.
He's crossing it out, putting it in there. But I think it's like an official presentation.
Yeah, I think at one point, like, this was, you know, they were going to give this to Wendy's for donating $5 or something. And they're like, you know what, just cross out Wendy's right in Spadia.
Frosties.
Yeah.
I'm going to knock on the window and summon Mike from Medford.
Can you do that?
This does need video.
Yeah,
just video, to see how we're set up.
You want
up
me to video? I can videotape it.
I feel like we should live stream it. Should we try again?
We're going to get into that hole.
Yeah, Bill, do you really want to dance with that devil? Is that what you want to do?
Let's just try it once. I know we've had no luck with it.
You know what? That's a post.
Bill tries to live stream the podcast.
And by the way, just try it once was my philosophy with crystal meth. It did not work out very well. I'll be honest with you.
Did to your beard.
Yeah, I know. Whited out my beard.
Mike from Medford,
everybody.
I'm going to turn this over to you. I'm going to let you guys handle this while I figure out how to live stream.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to go continue with the after New Year's party.
All right. Thank you, Trev. So we will see you in 2 weeks at the Millennials.
At the Millennials.
I'm sorry. The Millen. You'll be on the air. We will see you on FaceTime.
You got it.
And then we'll have a conversation on the show. We'll call you. Thank you, Trev.
Can't wait.
All right. So
can
I'm
I
just
bring my friend.
What
in
about other Mike? We have two mics.
Yes. He just came for.
He can come in. Of course, bring him in. Good. Bring him in.
He went to the bathroom.
All right. Okay. Well, that happens. That's all right. And Mike
from Medford.
Mike from Medford is out.
Great.
He's out. So Jessica's not concerned that the Millens are in 2 weeks.
I'm not. And,
oh, good. I'm glad. I was thinking you weren't. You're like, yeah,
and
no, we got
no
the graphics.
And there's no invitations out and no announcement of who has been
now, here's what's
nominated.
Funny. Here's what happened, though. It was my fault. So about 2 weeks ago when we recorded this episode, Jessica said, so I haven't sent the invitation out because clearly you did not read the email. So the email had a whole list of names. And then I added to the list people that were already on the list.
Okay.
So it was obvious that I did not read the note.
This is welcome to corporate life.
Right?
Yeah.
So you called me out right away.
Was I CC'd on this email? Because
that's
I don't remember.
Works. Exactly.
I don't remember this. I wasn't CC'd on this. Is this,
already contributed to it. You were a contributor to this email.
Okay.
And then Jessica sent it to me. So I would look through to say, is there anybody you missed?
Gotcha.
And I went through it, but I didn't.
By the way, I wasn't upset that I wasn't on the email. It should be noted that I shouldn't. If there's an email.
Do you have a new phone number?
It is noted that you've noted the fact that you are not on the email.
Let me do one thing first. Speaking,
it is noted that you noticed you were not on the email.
I to hear you guys talking about an email. I'm like, I don't remember this email.
Well, we need to design the award. So we've got the snowflake ornament.
Right.
That is going to be given out, but we haven't bought those yet.
Nope, we don't have those yet.
So we're working on that.
We're going to buy them after Christmas when they're on sale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
That's fine by me. Yeah.
But then the list we're thinking will be out tomorrow, which is actually 2 weeks ago.
A lot of people don't know this. Our podcasting company worth $42 million. And part of the reason why we're worth that much is we have frugal expenditures. Like, we don't buy snowflakes at premium prices.
Or maybe I can get the premium snowflakes at regular prices. That would also be great.
Yeah. Wait, you know what? Or is there like off-brand Target snowflakes that are called like snowflakes or something.
Else,
like,
Jay, I'm annoyed right now. I'm about to go live stream this on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I realize I can't tag you.
Because I'm not on Facebook.
Because you have no social media, and it is ridiculous.
It's because
both mics
so weird
are on social media.
Yeah, because I'm living in the real world, right. Bill.
You got a Facebook something?
No,
maybe not.
No, I do.
Mike, you do.
This mic is.
Mike, so talking to the mic.
Talking to the mic. There you go.
And by the way, Mike from Medford has a thriving Pornhub account. A lot of people don't know that about him. You can see Mike from Medford comments. Mike.
How do you put up with him all the time? So first of all, this is Mike from Medford is also Jay Black's father-in-law.
Bill Spadey,
so
super fan.
Welcome to Speaking Millennial.
My pleasure to be here.
All right, and so before we get in and dissect and do a little therapy with Jay.
Yeah.
Which this always inevitably leads to. Let's talk about the event we did and the award.
Sure. I'd like to introduce my friend, Mike Riley. Mike Riley is a Vietnam veteran.
He's speaking also to the microphone.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hello. Good.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Is your first podcast.
Yes, it is.
Outstanding. We're happy to be here for you.
Yeah, this is like radio, except not. It's like a radio that you can put in your pocket and take with you. It's the transistor radio.
That didn't even make sense to me, Jay.
I'm trying to figure out a way to explain it. Hello, everybody.
Are we live on Facebook?
We're live on Facebook.
Oh, good. Everyone gets to see this then.
All right. So here we are.
Yay. Hey,
there we go.
All right, and there is Mike and Mike.
And we're still on? That's shocking that
we're still on. It's working.
That's
so
you know
let's
what, maybe
do
you
this just, while we're live streaming.
It just needs to have your magic hands on it, Bill.
Hey, guys.
I got to tell you now, I kind of feel like I need to buy pajamas because of you, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we could talk about that. The Pajamagram ad is doing so well.
Oh, I haven't heard it.
No, it's not creepy.
You know what?
Right?
I heard
it's compelling.
In studio, without the music.
Suggestive is the better word.
Without the music, it's fine. With the music, it is upsetting.
It's a whole new level.
I don't know. It was kind of suggestive.
Kristen, my producer, turns it down.
Mesmerizing to me.
Yeah. I
just, so Mike is talking to Jay.
It's mesmerizing.
Tell what happened, because I think that's pretty funny.
So what happened was Mr. Panarella, my father-in-law, Mike from Medford, came to me and said, I'm thinking about buying my wife pajamas.
Hey Dave, how are you?
And I was like, why? And he said, I heard it on Spadia. Do you think that'd be a good idea? And I realized that whatever Bill says with sexy porn music playing underneath it, my father-in-law will listen to. So now I come on and I say, Bill, could you also tell him to put on HD? Yeah. When he's watching football, because it's always on SD, which is like watching it, you know, in the past. It's like watching football from 1991.
So you're going to say that on
stage?
I did. He played it already. I played the bed underneath of it, mm-hmm. and we did some requests of you. It actually got posted to the website.
Yeah.
So you can go to nj1015.com and look at it.
I guess when I go in the morning, I go to get my grandchildren. I'm all loud and, you know, boisterous and all that. So he wants me to kind of like.
Well, just in case I'm sleeping.
So you're saying Mike from Medford, dial it back.
Yeah.
Yes, you heard it.
Yes, of course.
Right? It was just a tone down a little bit. Kids,
it
wasn't.
Did he dial it back?
You know, it was. No. It was polite.
No, he woke me up almost immediately the next day.
Did he put on HD?
More importantly, did you buy the pajamas?
I wanted to. My wife's like, she's hemming and hawing. I don't know what that means. I don't know. Wait, I couldn't get a
Well, you got to make a decision because we're already 2 weeks past Christmas.
They won't get here in time. Right. It's already January.
Well, our anniversary is January 10th.
It's a perfect anniversary gift. Right. Pajamagram.com.
Wait, let me just ask a question. These are just regular pajamas, not like sexy pajamas.
No, they're regular pajamas.
Okay, good. Because I don't want to imagine. Pajamas. I don't want to be involved in buying lingerie for my mother-in-law.
Let's just don't go down that path, Jay.
It feels like a weird, gross thing to do.
I don't want to. Yeah. Right. Mine out of the gutter.
Right. Yeah. So you can also say that to him. All right. So the event we did a comedy night at the VFW. This was in November.
November.
When did we do this? In November, to raise money for a World War I memorial in Medford.
The World War I dedication was in November. You did your event in September.
Oh, okay. Long time ago.
September,
Wow, has it been that long?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Time flies when you're secretly praying for death.
Yeah. And
How was the show? Let's get it right from Mike.
Well, here Mike is going to tell you, then I'll chime in. What was the show like in September at the VFW, Mike?
The show was excellent. The humor was very good. The audience enjoyed it.
They did enjoy it.
Yes, mm-hmm. they did.
Hold the microphone.
Except for the one woman who thought I was a jerk.
I did hear. Who told me? Oh, I know. Jim, one of the editors on Chasing News, came up to me the other day. He's like, hey, that was a great show. Because he was there
right.
with his wife. And And I said, yeah, how'd it go afterward? I had to ask.
Yeah.
Because I left.
Right.
He's like, Jay got heckled.
I got heckled. Like,
Jay got heckled?
That's
who
a shame.
Heckled you?
I did great, except for one woman who thought that my one Trump joke, I have one Trump joke, was too political.
It was a pro-Trump crowd.
Yeah, well,
I knew that. I said, didn't I say this on the ride down? I said, if the Pledge of Allegiance starts the meeting,
right,
I'm going to have a great night.
Right.
Right?
And I very loudly left out under God. Very loudly.
You did. You were so aggressive with it.
I say,
you're so negative.
One nation, and then I went like this.
But the funny thing was
indivisible, like that.
I heard that. That was so aggressive.
No, I didn't really do that.
But such a loud pause.
Yeah.
The funny thing was the mayor from Medford was there, and he wasn't really with that lady, but he happened to be sitting next to her. So the more she talked, the more he was like leaning away from her, saying like, I really don't want to be associated with that lady.
Sounds like it made the show more enjoyable. Yeah,
that lady wasn't with that lady. That lady wasn't with anything. She was drunk out of her gourd.
Yeah. That was? I don't think that.
But, yeah,
I
mean, no, I think she was.
I think she was drunk to a level that she thought Trump was a good president. I mean, that's how drunk she was. I mean, think about that. I mean, think about how much alcohol you have to have in your system to go,
that guy's doing well. We had a whole nice award ceremony planned. I've got Facebook Live here, you know, and boom, he attacks Trump.
All right.
Well, I think all three of us here would attack Trump, so you better be careful. You know, you're outnumbered here.
It's all right. It's all right. I am typically outnumbered, and I'm still a big fan.
That's right. You know, you and 30% of the country.
You will thank President Trump when your taxes go down, though.
Taxes go up.
Mike, don't ruin it now. Let's go back to World War
One. Mike,
We had to find World War One as our common ground.
Yeah. Listen, I'm a very big pro-Lusitania.
A lot
of people don't know that about me.
Yeah.
I'm pro-Lusitania, anti-Kaiser.
You are.
I won't even have a Kaiser roll. I call them freedom rolls.
Spiraling down another therapy session.
And the funny thing is, Jay, is that history will say that was a legitimate target, that we were smuggling munitions illegally. Wilson had the munitions in the Lusitania.
Yeah,
it was actually a legitimate target.
You know what? There's been a big debate among millennials about that. A lot of people don't know that. Jessica,
over the water cooler at work. This
you're
going to
have,
about.
You're hitting
Jessica
you know,
came
the
in
audience.
And said,
everyone wants to talk about
hey,
this.
Hey, did you see the new Rihanna? And she said that, and then comma. What about that Lusitania? What do you think's going on there? You think there was munitions in there? And then
then what happens next?
What was that? In my imagination, fist fight.
We should probably cover this at the Millens.
Yeah,
You think
the Lusitania?
Like, bring in both sides.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Right?
Like a Fox News debate. You got to bring in both sides. Pro Lusitania, anti. You know, a lot of scientists are saying the Lusitania wasn't even real, Bill. That's a fake news right there.
And the iceberg that sank the Titanic, that was a hoax.
Yeah, well, no, a lot of people don't know this.
Yeah, that was a hoax,
that iceberg is where Hillary kept her emails.
Did you know we were talking about this earlier?
No, that's interesting.
What?
That was well played.
About
Mike, you were talking about the Titanic.
He wasn't there.
But we were talking about it.
But listen, everybody's got Titanic
Mike's like,
fever.
Can I give you these damn awards so I get the hell out of here? I think that's what's going
on.
No, right
I don't want to get
them.
No, that's not true.
Put them out on the desk. And
what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about that. The event that you were part of raised over $2,000.
American,
yeah.
Not to brag.
This was the seventh monument that I've taken part in. Mike's been with me on quite a few. Basically, it was World War One, and we had the dedication on November the 4th, and Mike's wife actually was part of it. It was a very solemn dedication, and we really appreciated all you did. These proclamations are actually from the state Senate. Don Adiago and Steve Sweeney and a few others signed them. And along with the proclamation is a picture of the monument that you guys helped raise the money
That's
for.
Let me see.
Look at that.
Let me see.
So we have one for each. And
thank you. Thank you, Mike.
We're going to plan.
It was our pleasure. It was a fun show. It was a packed house.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Everybody was into it.
Except that
everybody
one woman.
Was into it, except that one woman who didn't like Jay.
Oh, you know what? Look at this.
Oh, thank
you.
Wow.
This one, I think, has not been signed by the governor, but I think he saw it because I see a gravy stain right on here. Look at this, Bill. Look, big gravy stain.
Oh, I don't have one
very
on.
Nice.
All right, that is really nice. Thank you.
You know it's official because there's a lot of whereases. I mean, you don't get that in just a regular proclamation.
Mine has six whereases.
Yeah, I only have four whereases. Yours is better than
I'm
mine.
I'm assuming it's the same copy.
This is part of a ongoing project where we're trying to add the Korean War Memorial next.
Korean conflicts.
You. Actually, tell the guys who fought it, right? Yeah. But the shame about the Korean War is that it really has slipped in between Vietnam and World War II because there's no real movie. there's no real, you know, great set of books or TV series.
MASH?
So, I was just going to say
that. It ran for 14 years. I think it did all right.
Well.
And if I could say anything.
They picked the Korean War because MASH did not want to be controversial with Vietnam.
And you know what the name of the soundtrack, you know, na, 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 you know what the name of that song is? Suicide is Painless. Written by the director's son, who was 17 at the time. He just dashed it off in a half hour.
Yeah.
And he's made more money from that movie than his dad did. Than Robert Altman. Robert Altman directed it. The son did because they put it in the TV series. And every time it airs on the TV series, he gets like checked. $400 bucks or whatever. Na, 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 wow, na, 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 na. Suicide is Painless.
Why did he call it that?
Because, I don't know. I guess if you do it the right way, it is.
Sounds like another guy in need of therapy.
Yeah. Oh, by the way,
we're in need of a podcast.
Mr. P, question. What are there any plans for a Grenada Memorial? As seen
Mike, you put it up with them almost every day.
Yeah, no, that didn't make on our radar.
Those
make the list.
Those men spent a really harrowing afternoon fighting for our rights.
There was a movie
With Clint Eastwood.
There was a movie.
That was Heartbreak Ridge.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies.
It's a great movie.
What's it called?
Heartbreak Ridge.
No.
It was a true story.
Have you seen it? They had to call it in
with the phone and go through the operator.
Yep. And if you remember, there was the whole thing where he was wearing the t-shirt and he's like, you have to wear the same t-shirt as me. And they're like, how are we going to figure this out? And he's like, adapt, overcome. Right? That's I loved it. It's great. Clint Eastwood. Check it out. Mr. P, are you all right?
Yeah.
Does that make Jessica's list?
Nah. I mean, if you're going to watch any Clint Eastwood movie, I'd say Hang 'Em High.
It's a war movie.
It's a Grenada movie.
Am I the only one in the room that hasn't seen it?
Probably. I don't know.
It really doesn't get into Grenada until the very end. It shows you a guy who's really on his way out in the Marine Corps, and it was just like a last chance to fight. And he had fought in Vietnam, and that was where, and then Korea also. So that's where Heartbreak Ridge actually occurred.
Right.
It's a good movie. You might like it.
Yeah, it's
I recommend it.
Directed by Clint Eastwood as well. So well worth your time.
It was a Marine Corps movie.
Semper Fi.
Right.
Bill?
So this is
Marine Corps, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. How many years were you in the Corps?
So I enlisted right out of college, and I did 8 years in the reserve. Artillery. Oklahoma.
Not bad.
You lived in Fort
Sill. Yeah.
I remember I got a call from a recruiter right after high school, and my dad was like, the Army recruiter's on the phone, and I laughed hysterically. I picked up the phone and I was like, listen, I know you got a job. It's a good job what you're doing, but you're barking up really the wrong tree here.
It was not for you.
Yeah, he's like, listen.
Did you see Jay? Jay would be like if they ever remade Stripes.
Yes. Bill Murray?
Yes. Right? I could see him. The Bill Murray character, I think.
I see Army training, sir.
I
see myself more as the lieutenant that graduates out of the war college and doesn't know what he's doing. And the sergeant goes, you're making the wrong decision. And I go, look, the book says we got to go this way. And he goes, I got to listen to you. And then I get killed and nobody mourns me. I'm the guy who dies a third of the way through the movie.
Stripes?
No.
That's funny. That's on the list, I think.
Yeah.
Howard Ramis.
That's a great movie.
I mean, any plans for a Stripes Memorial, Mr. P? No. I would be glad.
Really?
It's pretty good. Yes. Stripes is funny.
Yeah. It's
I don't know. Does that make the jump into millennial culture?
No.
Like Animal House did.
Animal House did.
Most millennials will know Animal House.
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. Just don't get all your references to it.
Okay. I'm just saying that.
The one he did was
Because he
summer.
Does every line. Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Hey, we're all going to get laid. And then that's the movie that made Rodney Dangerfield in his 50s, you know, back in the day. And, what do you call it? I would say this about Stripes. Of all the war movies I've ever seen, probably the best mud wrestling sequence is in Stripes.
I would have to agree with you.
John Candy.
Wow. All right. Well, Mike, thank you. And Mike, appreciate it. That was it was nice of you guys to do this.
Mike, and we're
happy to do it. So you let us know when the next one is.
Well, we're going to take a little break. And like I said, we're going to go hard for the Korean War Memorial. We feel that that's really a...
Police action.
Police action.
He's just difficult.
But just a little bit more on if I can further a little bit more. We were able to incorporate the kids from Medford Memorial and Lenape High School, the Honor Guard. And so we had a very solemn ceremony. And we felt that it was a good thing because we were very veteran friendly. A lot of veterans showed up, and it was really a good day for everyone there that day. So we really
Thanks for the invite. I wish I could have made it.
Mm-hmm. 400 to 500 people showed up. So
we kidding.
Yeah, we were no quite kidding. Pleased.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
And the memorial showed up on a Thursday.
Now
they put it in.
Where is
it? Saturday. It's actually at Freedom Park, which is on Union Street, really close to the Route 70 where the Medford Police Station is. So that's where it is, and that's where we're
How
having like a little
Braddock's
bit of
more. Tavern.
Maybe what, Mike, 3/4?
A walk. It's a walk, right?
Yeah.
So it's right off of Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe about, it's close to it. Yeah.
Yeah, close, about a half mile.
It's right near the police station that they took me to in cuffs.
I was going
to
say, have you been detained there at any point? Probably. Yeah, mm-hmm. probably. So let us know. I'd love to do the same kind of event at the DFW.
Yeah. We're thinking of maybe doing it again and maybe in the spring, latter spring part.
Okay.
So, but it was good. And we really appreciate your help. It was a great day. There are still some Korean War veterans alive.
Right.
So that hopefully if we do this, then we'll be able to honor them directly. Obviously,
so
there were no World War
I. World War II veteran, Archie.
I was there.
You were there.
Last week, yeah.
Did you hear that? You didn't hear the Archie.
No.
No, because you had hung up. So Archie works in, is it Flemington? It's a Flemington shopper. He's 91. He's going to be 92.
I heard that. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Goes to work every day. It's just, what a guy. Stack. Yeah.
Right. I heard that.
One of the smartest calls we got. I mean, he is sharp.
Yeah.
But so anyway, this
I
will
enjoy
be great.
Listening
to
you in the morning. Although
do you always
I have,
agree?
No, you're a little bit misguided. But
oh, is that it?
Seriously, I mean, no, you're seriously misguided. But I do like you, and I sometimes try to call in, and
sometimes so.
Look, you should call. You call in though sometimes when I notice you call in typically to sort of half agree. So like you wait for something that there's common ground. Call when you don't agree at all. You're like, I've got to save the listeners from what he's talking about right now and show the other side.
There were so many things I was trying to get in on, like the sick days. You were talking about the sick days, which was really close to point of view I wanted to get into, and I also wanted to get in on.
I'll bet we agree on more than you think.
Well, we do, but when
how the politicians are abusing that. Think of all the sick days they accrue. How do you not take a sick day and then get hundreds of thousands of dollars when you retire?
But well, you were hitting on something as a teacher. I taught for 40 years.
Yeah,
and you were hitting on something that I was very close.
Yeah,
and you're talking about the superintendents, which basically were in the Lenape district, one superintendent for four schools. She does her job.
Yeah,
but there are a lot of smalls that could be combining. Then here's the thing, though. Like in the Lenape District, they have 26 assistant principals.
Right.
26 for four schools.
And I wonder what the average salary is.
Well,
because it's going to be higher than most of the teachers. So you're talking about probably $80,000, $90,000 a year in many cases.
Higher.
Right?
Yeah,
sometimes higher.
Why do you think they want to be assistant principals?
Right.
Think about that job.
And as a teacher, as a person who's only wanted to be a classroom teacher, my God, here these people want to go in, pass through it, and get out. And then become an administrator because that's the better gig for them, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, think about this. These are people who got into teaching to make money. So number one, these are not
that?
The smartest people in the world.
Right.
If they're
who
not there
to teach
they're
money?
Trying to make
and
some
dough. Mike and I were both classroom teachers, and that's basically, Mike, what's all you wanted to be, right?
I did it for 30 years, 6 months. Was very happy. Did not want to be an administrator.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a different skill set.
And this
it's like I found in real estate. I did, you know, almost 2 decades in real estate, and you're sometimes your best salespeople, not great managers.
But guess what? I'm back in. I'm at Haddonfield. Every time
you're
I think
now.
I'm out, they
you
pull me
back
in. Back
in. All right, reference check.
That's Godfather part.
Come on. Part three.
Three.
What are you talking
about? The only
about?
Quotable. Yeah. It's the only quotable
Jesse,
one.
Your list builds every podcast.
That's no, right. We watched The Godfather.
Not three, though.
I just
the only, no, the just only credible one. Quote from the whole Godfather 3.
That was a terrible movie, wasn't
that's
it?
When, that's the
no,
moment
really
that Al Pacino
bad.
Basically said, screw it.
Great.
I'll just scream.
And that's you know what's amazing, Bill, is that Godfather 1 and 2 is the same book. If you ever read The Godfather, it's not different. It's just part of the book that they left out.
The book
they left,
is great.
They left out the big vagina from both, though. You remember Big Vagina? That was in the book.
That was in the book.
Yeah.
Lucy Mancini had a gigantic
Gross.
Vagina. In the book, and she meets a plastic surgeon and says, hey, I can fix your vagina problem.
And that's why she likes Sonny.
That's right, because he's got the big...
Get a matching part.
Yeah.
Get a matching part.
And you know what? Nobody fixed that problem for him. Well, I guess the Tattaglia is dead.
That's right. On the causeway.
On the causeway. They fixed that problem, but
I was so disappointed when Sonny got killed. He was my favorite character.
Really, Sonny?
Yeah.
Hot-headed Sonny?
He was my favorite
Not
character.
Cold, calculated Michael? No. Or sweet, dumb Fredo?
It was all expected. What about Sonny was the guy. I was rooting for him.
What about beautiful Connie? Talia Shire.
Right? You're a big Talia Shire fan.
Yeah.
Think about her career, right? With Rocky and The Godfather. Pretty good.
By the way, here's every
she's still alive.
Every Talia Shire scene from Rocky. You can't win Rocky.
She's Francis Coppola's sister, right? Yeah.
Francis Ford Coppola's sister.
Who?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but who played in Godfather 3? Who was the daughter?
Oh, that was Sofia Coppola played. Right. They have
not a bad actor.
No, but better director. Right. She directed, wrote and directed.
I'm trying to figure out. I kind of want to watch Godfather 3 again. Could you give it another chance? I mean, I watched it once, complained through it.
Here's the thing.
Then complained afterwards.
It's a 3-hour movie. You can go try another meal at like a fast food place, but if it's like one of those 7-course places and it's meh at the end of 7 courses, you don't go back. You don't go give it another try.
I always go twice.
Really?
Always.
Yeah. I got to recommend
it's like
one
I tell
movie
my kids,
for you.
Try something.
Yeah.
You don't like it, you try it again, and then it's legitimate.
I have to recommend a movie for you. It's a really quotable movie, Moonstruck. Yeah. About Italian Americans
in there.
Right.
Fantastic.
And one of the most quotable movies ever.
And by the way, starring another Coppola, Nicolas Cage, who is Francis Ford Coppola's nephew.
Right. They're all related. Huh?
That's right. You know, the Italians, man.
Nicolas Cage was great in that.
I don't know what that means. I just went Italians and then I blew steam.
I don't know. It was one of the only Cher movies that I liked. In fact, it's the only Cher
was
movie.
Great in that movie.
That's the only movie
and,
that I really liked.
And the Jersey guy.
Moonstruck.
Have you seen Moonstruck?
Danny Aiello. Yeah.
Danny Aiello is a Jersey guy, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and he owned a comedy club for a while. Danny Aiello's up in North Jersey.
No kidding.
And Vincent Gardenia, do you remember him? He played the father.
Yes.
And the guy that stole the whole thing was his father. Like, somebody tell a joke, you know?
This has been another episode of 30-Year-Old Movies Moonstruck with Bill Spadia.
Moonstruck is great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a classic.
I feel so outnumbered right now.
Olympia Dukakis was...
I just had to turn it around because all of a sudden it was very political and now we just turned it to movie and then it was better.
You know, Donald Trump hates Moonstruck. No, I don't know if he does or not.
All right,
he hates the moon. He likes to hit things.
So another great episode comes to an end. But Mike, thank you for being here. We appreciate the award.
If we say it's a great episode, we can make it one. Through force of will.
That's how it works.
Mike, Mike's just going to say something.
Go ahead, Mike. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you guys for what you did. It really helped us out.
Happy to do it. You're welcome. Thanks for having us. So we'll plan the next one in the spring. Even though you're
politically misguided, I do listen to your show all the time. Thank you
very much. We'll just agree to disagree. Yes, fair enough. Will. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. All right.
Thank you, Jay.
We'll be back for episode 40 maybe next.
Yeah.
Right? One last thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I can't get a better son-in-law than Jay. I mean, he's really cooperated with every project that I've done. And I need to tell you that he has been
including
perfect.
Many illegal projects that I'm not allowed to talk about.
Stop, you can't talk about here. Yes,
I've helped bury many bodies into the pine lands.
It wasn't going to go well. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you
guys are great. Appreciate
it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. You guys are terrific.
Thanks.
Really appreciate it. Semper Fi.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Semper Fi. All right. So we'll actually, let's just close this and then we'll see them out. All right. I'm Bill Spadia. Follow me at Bill Spadia. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nut and find Jay somewhere on the Interpipes.
Follow me at Mr. Panarella's Pornhub Comments. Pornhub Comments
we'll
at Pornhub.
We'll see the Stress Factory for the Millens on Wednesday, the 17th.